I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. If you're having trouble sleeping or staying asleep, you're certainly not alone. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 35% of Americans don't get the recommended 7 hours of sleep each night, and that can lead to a myriad of health problems. But a new pilot study examining the sleep habits of women in Appalachia may hold some important answers for drowsy folks everywhere. You'll hear about this new study on this week's edition of Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine. Dr. Mairead Maloney is a faculty member in the UK Department of Sociology, who, along with other colleagues, has been working with women in Appalachia to discover the incidence and prevalence of insomnia.
We evaluated an online cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia in women in Appalachia, ages 45 and up. We had 38 participants, and the really exciting thing about this program is because insomnia, I don't know if you know this, is actually incredibly prevalent in eastern Kentucky. Mm-hmm. It's considered an insomnia hotspot, and at the same time, it's an area of healthcare shortage. So what's so exciting to me about this project is we got to introduce an online intervention for this, and I have to say I'm so excited. It's been wildly effective. Mm-hmm. Among our 38 participants, we saw statistically significant improvements in insomnia severity, in their depression scores, in their stress levels, and also in their reduction of sleep medication use.
And when we're discussing insomnia, do we mean both difficulty in falling asleep as well as difficulty in staying asleep?
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. My participants spoke of both in our intake interviews, mm-hmm. yes.
Because just from experience, having trained for a while in psychiatry before I went into pathology, mm-hmm. I know many of my patients in psychotherapy, especially in times of great stress, maybe didn't have so much difficulty falling asleep, mm-hmm. But the early morning waking it in the wee hours and then sort of ruminating over issues is oftentimes an issue.
That was very common in this sample of women. I mean, as a sociologist, my hypothesis going in was that stress would be very highly correlated with women's sleep issues. And in fact, that's exactly what we found. These women tended to have multiple stressors in their lives. They were economic stressors, they were social stressors. A lot of these women, the majority were caregivers of some sort for children, grandchildren, spouses, parents, aging in-laws, you name it. And a lot of these women were caring for multiple generations of individuals. And so when I asked them, you know, what is it that's keeping you up at night, a lot of them would recount these numerous caregiving responsibilities and the tremendous stress that came along with it. And to your point about rumination, so many of the women described, you know, I'm just thinking about the day and thinking about the day and going over and over and can't get it out of my head.
All those things I didn't get done and all those things I need to do once I get up tomorrow.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And waking during the night was very common, or waking early and not being able to fall back asleep. Mm-hmm. All of these were really common.
So looking at the incidence and the prevalence of insomnia, and you may have touched on this, taking the study from here going forward, mm-hmm. are there interventional strategies that you're discussing as this part of the study, or is this more of an epidemiologic look at insomnia?
So that's a great question. So the insomnia intervention that we did is called SHUT-I, mm-hmm. and that stands for Sleep Healthy Using the Internet, which is a great little acronym. Mm-hmm. It's a six-week program. So once a week for 6 weeks, they would log on to their website, and they would have an education module that really interrogated their beliefs around sleep and also their sleep behaviors. One of the great things about the program is that it customizes for you a sleep window. And it was essentially, the women are practicing sleep restriction, right? So let's say a lot of the women were saying, oh gosh, I go to bed at 10 or and I get up at 8, but I wake up 6 times during the night. Well, the SHUT-I program would say, try going to bed at 11 and getting up at 6. And the sleep restriction was found to be very effective, as well as changing their beliefs and behaviors around sleep more generally. So in addition to that once a week education module, they completed daily online sleep diaries that took about 2 or 3 minutes, asked like, what time did you go to bed? What time did you wake up? How many times did you wake up during the night? And really after 6 weeks of this education module, both in report on an online survey as well as our exit interviews, we just saw tremendous change in these women's sleep patterns and in the way they felt more generally.
Are there plans in the working for future studies?
Yeah, so right now I'm working with my mentors, one of whom is Nancy Schoenberg, to write an R01 application. And what this larger grant application would do for us will enable us to work with a lot more people in the region, so we can first of all recruit more individuals, and we'll also hopefully be able to offer some assistance maybe for people who don't have online access already. I'm working with the Shut-Eye developers to have a better access to phone access. That was one of the issues we ran into this time. And in addition to looking at the outcomes of sleep and depression and sleep aid use, we'll also be looking to see if there are cognition issues that are improved once people's sleep is improved. So that's the bigger plan, and that application will go in February or in June next year, 2019, just depending on when Shut-Eye gets their newest update available for us.
Is there anything we haven't touched on that you would want our listeners to know about the study and insomnia in general?
I guess if I had to say one thing, it's that sleep is so important to our health. I know that that's becoming increasingly known, but I would say in particular, women are pretty quick to sacrifice their sleep in the service of caring for others. And I would say you can only be as good of a help to someone as you feel. And so taking care of yourself and getting more sleep not only makes you feel better, but enables you to help those people that you love as well.
My thanks today to Dr. Mairead Maloney, faculty member in sociology at the University of Kentucky, who's been researching insomnia in Appalachian women. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time to cover important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org. And for information on becoming an underwriter, contact Gail Bennett at 257-7049.